Today is Saturday, the 18th of April, 2026. We thank you for taking the time to connect with us this morning. Our Minute with the Mass is from a very familiar scripture this morning, Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19. And my God will meet all my needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. When the ground shifts beneath our feet and certainty gives way to questions, it can feel like everything is unraveling. Plans we trusted disappear, and the path forward becomes unclear. In those moments, it is natural to wonder how our needs will be met, how our bills will be paid, and how stability will return. But this is where faith gently calls us to look beyond what we can see. Our provision is not limited to a single source. What feels like loss today does not mean lack tomorrow. Sometimes what is removed from our lives is making room for something more fitting, something more suitable, and something more aligned with where God is trying to take us. Even in the waiting, God is moving. Even in the unknown, God has you covered. Day by day, strength comes. Unexpected opportunities appear. Doors open that once seemed firmly shut, and help shows up, sometimes in ways we did not anticipate. If you are standing in uncertainty today, continue taking one step at a time. Trust that what you need will meet you as you move forward. God's provision is not always early, but it is never late. Stay the course. What feels uncertain now will not last forever, and what feels like instability is actually God's provision unfolding in a new way. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. The young lady who needs a breakthrough in employment. We pray for her to find a full-time job with benefits that is suitable for her skills and passion. Parents of young children, we ask the Lord to supernaturally fill them with good parenting skills and for them to be intentional in guiding their children the right way. Our boys and girls, we pray for them to grow up to be selfless, confident, compassionate, and Christ-loving individuals who carry the message of the gospel. The lady whose work hours were cut, we pray for God to open doors for her to find steady work that pays well, providing peace, stability, and renewed hope in her life. And S, we pray for the Lord to bless her with the financial resources she needs. We also ask him to lift the heaviness and oppression off of her. Tristan and Tawanda, from the demonic attacks and break the demonic powers. Janisha's 4-year-old daughter. She is going through dialysis. We pray for the Lord to turn her health around and make her whole. All those traveling today, we ask God to grant traveling grace as they go to and from their destination. The family of Joe Williams of Tarboro, Georgia. We lift the entire family for the Lord's deepest compassion, unity, and peace as they attend the homegoing service today at 1 p.m. Everyone on the call, we pray you walk in truth today. We also pray you are encouraged and filled with contentment and hope as the hand of God guides you. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic violence. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Good morning, Father. Father, we come this morning to thank you for just being our God. We thank you for being our Maker. We thank you for being our Redeemer. We thank you, God, for being our Provider. We thank you for the unfailing love that you show toward us. We thank you for the unlimited love that you pour upon us. And we thank you, God, for the unconditional love that you show us every single minute of every day. We come asking that you forgive us. Forgive us for the many times that we failed to do those things that were pleasing to you. Forgive us for the many times, Father, when we went one way and you told us to go another. Forgive us for the many times when you told us to speak up and we remained quiet. And forgive us, God, for the times that we went some places that we were not supposed to go. We are thankful this morning that you continue to give us chance after chance. We are thankful this morning, God, that you do not hold our mess ups against us, but you make a path for us to get back to you every time. We thank you this morning, God, for our homes, for our very lives, for our loved ones, for all of the creature comforts that you have blessed us with. We thank you, God, for your word this morning. We thank you, God, for being the provider of everything that we need. We ask that you will search our hearts and make sure that we are focused on the right things. Search our prayers and make sure, God, that we are asking for the right things, and help us, God, to praise you as much as we pray to you asking for needs. We come now turning our attention to the prayer list. We pray for that young lady who needs a breakthrough in employment, the young lady who needs a breakthrough, God, in health benefits, the young lady whose work hours were cut, and all of those, God, who need a job, those who need health care, those, God, who have needs that are beyond their control. We ask that you will open doors. We ask that you will create work. And we ask, God, that you will put your people on stable ground. For parents of young children, we pray that you will give them the wisdom to be intentional about their parenting. For parents of teenagers, God, we ask that you will give them the wisdom to advise their children in the way that they are to go. And for those who are parents of adult children, we ask, God, that you will help them to continue to lead their children in the way that they are to go as well. For our young boys and our young girls, we pray, Father, that you will touch their hearts, touch their minds, and help them to grow up to be compassionate adults, Father, who fear God and who will respect man. For Ann S. and all of those who are going through a season of demonic attacks this morning, we speak God's word over attacks on minds, over attacks on bodies,
and over attacks, God, on people's resources. We declare this morning that no weapon will prosper, and we declare this morning that every negative word spoke over us will be condemned. I pray that you will deliver Anne and all of those from the experiences they're having and put them on the road to peace. And put them on the road, God, to being closer to you. We continue to pray for Janisha's four-year-old daughter, that little girl who is going through dialysis at such a young age. We ask, God, that you will turn her health around, make her whole, and give her another chance at a normal life, a life that will please you. For everyone who's traveling today, Father, I pray that you will cover us with your grace and with your mercy and have people arrive at their destination safely and have them return home and know that everything will be fine upon their arrival. For the family in Tarboro, Georgia, who is burying their father today, their uncle today, their grandfather today, I pray that you will surround that family with your faith, surround them with your compassion, surround them with your unity, and most of all, surround them with your love. For everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, I pray, God, that you will help each of us walk in the way that you will be pleased with. Help each of us, God, to speak words of life over every situation that we come in contact with. Help each of us, God, to speak a word of encouragement to those who have lost their way. And help us, God, not to be judgmental, but help us, Father, to show compassion to everyone that we come in contact with today. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, God's grace is expansive and his patience is persistent. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. God's grace is expansive.